Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, A Wonderful Approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing devotion. Yay! Actually, you know, more accurately said, we're wrapping up devotion. If we're going to have precision of language, we're wrapping up devotion. We're putting the cherry on top. You know, for all my whipped creamers out there, we're putting the cherry on top. You need a sprinkle or something. You know, that's what we're doing. We're wrapping up devotions because really, this is done. This is complete. We have went through each day as it was a new day. We have gone through and intentionally woke up, said our morning prayers, put that positive energy out into the universe, all of that. We've done our part, right? And it hasn't been all peaches and green. Okay, we've had our difficulties, our struggles, you know, it has been that. And yet we still found reasons to keep going. You know, everyone needs a reason why they're here. Everyone needs that thing that's going to help them push harder, you know. Everybody needs that thing that's going to make them push even when they don't want to. You know, it's like, okay, you know, I always say, I know that it takes a 21 days. 21 days to start a habit, right? Simple enough, right? But sticking with this past 21 days, you know, past the 3 days, okay, I get it. Past the 10 days, all right, I get it. To continue on, and now we're at 25 days. This has not been, is not an easy task. It's not meant to be easy. How about that? Is that meant to be simple? Is that meant to be any of those things? We would appreciate it being. It's like, that's not what I'm here for. That's not what I'm here to teach you. And therefore, there comes the challenge, right? Is that meant to be? So, if you're meant to be challenging, let us take the time to find out what God is challenging us to be, okay? Let's find out what God is challenging us to do. It's easy to follow God when God is asking us to do something we want to do. Do you hear me, family? When we want to do it, when that's our thing, oh, it's great. It's all right, God, bring it on. When it gets to those difficult moments, that's when it's like, you know, when it gets difficult, I can only imagine God in his fleet of angels, ancestors, Orisha, Loa. I can only imagine saying, nah, nah, bring that same energy, little one. Come on, you ready? You want this? I can only imagine God saying, you know, hey, you are the one that said you were ready, so let's get it. Be ready. You were the one that said we're going to execute this. You were the one that said that you're ready to be used and used any way you want, God, and, you know, all those things. And I know I have an angel or two. they go on these power trips. And every time one of them does, get smacked in the head, and I'm sitting here like, now that's going to leave a scar. It's going to leave a scar. It's going to be the most disrespectful thing. Don't. Easy on the power trip. Easy. So in the middle of all of this, we have to get ready to do what God says to do, period. And right now, that means fast. That means watch your language. And I'm not saying that you may not be justified in using poor language. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that that burden that you're carrying is not heavy. I'm not saying that, you know, you haven't done a good job and you can ease up. And I'm not saying those things. I'm saying that God gave us instructions, very clear ones. I am saying that every culture, every religion, all traditions, there is a moment of increased prayer and fast. So basically, you know, we're paying dues at this point, okay? And everybody doesn't do this. And everybody doesn't do it to this level of intensity. But, you know, I hate quoting my superheroes, but Spider-Man taught us, you know, greater the gift, the greater the responsibility. And I know that for a fact. I have seen God, and I promise I'm going to get into this. I have seen God bless people. And the person either didn't see it or didn't want to see it or didn't want to take responsibility for it. And when I said that thing disappeared, I said, oh, wow. Oh, wow. You just made a mountain disappear, God. I have seen people lose fortunes after begging and crying for them because they didn't appreciate it or they weren't responsible with it. I have seen people just be in, you know, situations that they don't want to be in because they weren't responsible when God gave them the choice. So, you know, because God is so patient with us. Because God is so patient, so loving with us, God wants to give you the choice. He'll give you the choice to listen. He'll give you the choice to do the right thing. He's going to give you the choice. What happens, though, is that a lot of us choose, you know, little me says, they woke up and chose violence. That BS, as silly as that is, knowing violence is not called for nor justified, we will still wake up and choose violence, wake up and choose pettiness. We'll wake up and choose stubbornness. All these things that we already know, God is not going to be pleased with. We're going to wake up and choose that over God. And it's not good. It's not good business. It's not good math. Okay? Think about it. All right, day 25. Day 25. That means we've been doing it. We've already got 24 days under our belt. After this, we only got 5 more days. Come on, family. We can do this. Recommit. Think about what it takes to stay motivated at this point. Think about, you know, everyone's gift basket should be filled and overflowing. Filled to the rim. How do you add that little cherry piece? How do you add the sprinkles? How do you know, for everyone that fasts from this day forward, okay, you're continuing to fast from this day forward, at continuing the fast, should be one of the things that you do. So for me, every morning, and I've had some challenging days, like super long days. I've had, you know, challenges with health. I've had challenges in, you know, being in a thousand different places. You know, I've had some challenges. And in my challenges, every time I get through one, I'm like, okay, here, God, this is your challenge. This is your reward, because I didn't think I could make it. Sometimes I look back on some of the things and I'm like, and you made it to Odu class? Oh, look, here. That's a major accomplishment for God. Major, major. Because I know Mama 7 wanted to go to bed. Mama 7 wanted to go to bed. So the fact that I wasn't in the bed, that's for the glory of God, because I was through. I was through. And so I want us to capture those so that we can sit back and say, hey, look at this beautiful gift that we're preparing for God. Look when we pushed, when we wanted to pull. And, you know, not that we're counting our blessings, okay? Not that we can never use them as coins or chips and be like, hey, God, can I go ahead and get that cute black car? And here's all my, no, it doesn't work like that. But what it does do is to help encourage and inspire us to continue to move, continue to push forward, continue to inspire. You know, I know for me, continue to allow others to see the sacrifice. You know, we have to continue our push so that when time comes, we already know what to do, what to expect, how to maneuver, all of that. Okay? It's not easy, but it's also not impossible. So day 25, we are here. Day 25, journaling, or, you know, increased journaling is one of the things that we are trying to do. When we're trying to get this basket. I'm not perfect, because we can't be perfect. No one is perfect. But let's get close, you know? Let's really do all that we can. So journaling is for this day, it is love in the meantime. Now, meantime, when it was set up, love in the meantime, I assumed, now it's a spirit-led program, everything, down to the radio, down to the way spell words, whatever. Meantime, I thought in the meantime, in between, in between times, in the meantime, blah, blah, blah. And so as I was preparing for the show, I kept writing meantime out in two words, meantime. And so it was, so by the time the show came, I was like, is it meantime or is it mean time, you know? And I was like, ooh, spirit, look at what you did. I think the meantime is the mean time, mean meaning, second mean meaning, angry or uncomfortable or, you know, just that negative energy, mean, the mean girl club. Now, how in the world if can love exist in the meantime? How can love exist in a place or space where it's not nurtured, not encouraged, not celebrated? How? And for a lot of times and a lot of people, it's not, it doesn't exist there. And wherever love is not allowed to be, wherever love is not encouraged to be, anytime we're not doing things out of love, love of God, love for ourselves, love for humanity, whatever. Whenever time we're doing something and love is not encouraged and nurtured, then other energies are encouraged and nurtured. Other energies will slip in there that are not as high and not as strong as love. This is when we have our vengeful energies come in. Vengeful. Oh, I'll show them. Oh, I bet you won't do it again. This is when our negative attitudes come in, our self-defeating talks and conversations. That's where all that stuff lives. In the meantime, in the void, right? And some people, the meantime is this little sliver, okay? This little sliver of impatience. This little sliver, you know, of sarcasm. This little sliver of all of these emotions that don't serve our higher power. That's where it is. For some people, this negativity, this meantime, it's like a Grand Canyon of negativity. For some people, it's not a sliver, not an undertone. They are completely submerged in this, called low self-esteem, called depression, called, you know, when you're all in, you know, when there's a little sliver, when there's an undertow, when there's all that, it's just a little bit, just see a little bit, you know, and you got to work on that, okay? Just because yours may be, you know, just that ribbon of negativity that you use to tell horrible jokes, or that ribbon of negativity that you use to make people feel uncomfortable on purpose. Just because that may be small, or how about this, small to you. If you looked at the Grand Canyon from space, I don't know if it shows up on the radar. I'm pretty sure it's small. But for those people that are in the Grand Canyon, it's huge, you see. And getting our meantime small is really not the goal. We're trying to eliminate that. It's a nasty trait. It's nasty, ugly, disrespectful. We don't need that. It's so ribbons of discontent, of resentment, of jealousy. We don't need that. What we need is love. That love is going to help us to know what the right thing to do is. I tell people, even I know lots of people that do the right thing for the wrong reason. Okay? So it's not even a matter of doing the right thing. If you're doing the right thing just to get accolades and cookies and, you know, look at me, I'm doing it, you're doing it for the wrong reason. I'm sorry, not sorry. That is the wrong reason. And doing anything for the wrong reason is the wrong thing. Okay, let's spend some time being honest with self and start recognizing what is the right thing to do here. Am I doing this with a sense of love? Am I being loving to myself, to the situation? You know, am I doing this? Or am I trying to prove a point? Am I, you know, being judgmental? What am I doing in this process that's making this possibly negative? Am I tainting my own blessings? Doesn't that sound horrible? That sounds like some zombie stuff. When I start seeing people taint their blessings, I'm like, what's going on? Are you a zombie? We worked so hard to get these blessings, and now you're going to go and pour barbecue sauce on the ice cream sundae. Can't do that. That's horrible. No, when we're in the meantime, and everyone has those meantimes, everyone has those moments where it seems like the negativity is all-encompassing, you know. We all have those moments when the negativity really is trying to choke us out, trying to kill it before it grows. We have those moments when the negativity is attacking our loved ones. That's, you know, for me, you can come for me all day. I remember being in a prison, and one of the guys wanted to tease my last name, because it only has like 15,000 letters in it. And I remember like looking, and I announced to the class, look, I've had this last name for a long time. You know, I've had it twisted up, mispronounced in every way imaginable. I've been called everything I think but Smith, okay? And it is funny. Keep it going. And after that moment, after I said that, I was never teased about my last name again. And I, there a good year and a half, right? What, come after a kid? Mine? Oh, man. And I tell the boys, look, when I come up to this school, they better be pronouncing your name correctly. And they never are. Talib? I'm like, it's not Talib. It is Talib. So now it's so crazy because when it's me, I don't care. My kid? Nah. When that love is in place strongly, you'd feel that way across the board, either up or down. But I feel like I could take it more. I don't want my child to take it. So we've got to get childlike in our thoughts of ourselves. When you think about yourself, be gentle. Show the love. It's impossible for us to love someone else in the meantime if we're not loving ourselves, if we're not being gentle with ourselves, if we're not being encouraging with ourselves. You know, it's sad, but even in this universe, we have to love ourselves because we don't know who else is or is not. We have to make sure that we are being gentle with ourselves. We have to be encouraging with ourselves, unless you're part of a wonderful approach, because Mama 7, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to push you. I'm going to try to make sure that you go as hard as you can go. I'm going to try to make you do as much as you can do so that you feel good and comfortable about where you are and what you're doing. I'm going to try to get you out of the meantime and get you to God, because I know that's where the ultimate love rests. And I know that's when you're going to do the most for yourself. See what I'm saying? I, in the middle of Odu class, and I know we're getting ready for prayer, in the middle of Odu class last night, I had an angel pay me such a compliment about her own journey and how much I've helped in her journey. And, you know, people say, thank you, got it. I'm like, okay, don't thank me. God sent me for you. God got this. This is on God's tab. You know, don't worry about that. But I so felt that yesterday, and I got a chance to wake up in a new spirit, just knowing that that little one was like, oh, no, it worked for me. You know, she's like, I'm not just a hair club member. I'm the president, you know. And I just so appreciate all the love I've had a chance to witness. It is so awesome. You too can witness it. Sometimes you just have to open up your eyes, your heart, see it. Moving into prayer. Father, Mother God, I come before you humbly. I come before you full of awareness of you, full of the awareness of your desires, full of an awareness of the positivity that you are looking for out of me, that you are looking for out of all of us. We have a responsibility to love. We have a responsibility to do what's right in the name of love. We have to stop shortcutting love and all of the great things it can be. And we have to really sit back and focus and allow it to be all the good things that it is. God, please help grant us the vision to be able to apply it. Give us the desire. Give us all that we need to maintain ourselves in the midst of the meantime, which could be this whole world, this whole existence, okay? Give us the ability to have the love, no matter where we are in life, no matter what life is producing for us, because we know in love, we are closer to you. In love, we are better people. In love, we are following your footsteps that you have laid for us. And we thank you for that. Amen.